Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hi everyone, it's Sam here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday. Recently, I was thinking back to a story I heard during a training. I'll never forget hearing this story about how the Babemba tribe in South Africa addresses failures within their community. When a person commits an unjust act, all of the members of the tribe gather to recall all of the positive traits of the person as they spend days reminding them of their innate goodness. Wouldn't it be great if we could grant ourselves that same kind of compassion when we feel like we've fallen short? It's human nature to remain vigilant about our shortcomings, because it ties directly back to survival and our brain's negativity bias. And this is especially true with social shortcomings. The anxiety and awkwardness we may feel in social situations becomes a trait we focus on because we know that social ties lead to connections, job opportunities, and bonds that bring us joy and support in times of need. The stakes are really high, so it's natural to fixate on our relationships with others. The issue is that our brain doesn't know the difference between real and imagined threats, and it reacts with a surge in stress hormones that can narrow our focus on what could go wrong instead of what can and often does go right. We also inherit this tendency to be self-critical from our upbringing. It's often drilled into us by our schools and our caregivers. Though most of us are well-meaning with our children and want the best for them, we can place too much focus on strengthening our child's weaknesses instead of celebrating their efforts. Many of us are attached to the self-critical voice telling us we're not good enough, because deep down, we fear that, without it, we'll fail. But studies show that greeting our shortcomings with self-compassion has proven to be much more effective. Feelings of worthlessness and insecurity can develop from being self-critical, leading to self-sabotaging behavior. When we speak to ourselves as a supportive friend, we greet our mistakes with a deep sense of safety and acceptance, feeling empowered to learn and grow from our mistakes instead of giving up. So how can we remind ourselves of our innate goodness? One thing we can do is take time every day to acknowledge our efforts. Think of times you've been patient with loved ones, when you've woken up early to get to work or drive your children to school. You can even thank yourself for drinking enough water today. Appreciating our efforts encourages us to continue trying and showing up as we give ourselves the acknowledgement that we often seek from others. So next time you hear that self-critical voice within, remember to greet it with compassion. Acknowledge the difficulty in the moment. Remember that you're not alone and that this is part of the human experience. And then see if you can offer yourself some kind words. Something like, "This is natural. I'm having these thoughts because I care, because I want to be well." My friend and colleague Dora has a great self-compassion course in the Headspace app. Take a look if you want some more guidance on how to be kind to that inner critic. That's all for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you back here soon.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.